Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Kahir Chisate. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday chaired a high-level review meeting on the National TB Elimination Program, NTEP, at his residence in New Delhi, lauding the significant progress made in early detection and treatment of TB patients in 2024. The Prime Minister called for scaling up successful strategies nationwide, reaffirming India's commitment to eliminate TB from India. During the meeting, Prime Minister Modi stressed the need to analyse the trends of TB patients based on urban or rural areas and also based on their occupations. He said that this will help identify groups that need early testing and treatment, especially workers in construction, mining, textile mills and similar fields. Prime Minister highlighted the importance of cleanliness through Jan Bhagidari as a key step in eliminating TB. He urged efforts to personally reach out to each patient to ensure they get proper treatment. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnaw yesterday inaugurated two new state-of-the-art design facilities located in Noida and Bengaluru. Highlighting the uniqueness of the new facility, Mr. Vaishnaw stated that this is India's first design centre to work on cutting-edge 3-nanometer chip design, a milestone that firmly places India in the global league of semiconductor innovation. During his interaction with the media, Mr. Vaishnaw asserted that the semiconductor ecosystem in India is progressing well, aligning with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of establishing a comprehensive semiconductor ecosystem in the country.
Started the new conductor design center of Renesas. The key point about this center is, first time in our country, 3-nanometer chips, which are most advanced, will be designed here in India end-to-end. Second, many of the colleges where we have given the software tools, now we will be giving them a microcontroller-based hardware kit, which can be used to develop many products. That will be given to the 270 academic institutions in which we have set up the EDA tools.
Mr. Vaishnaw also announced the launch of a new semiconductor learning kit aimed at enhancing practical hardware skills among engineering students. The National Investigation Agency NIA has arrested two persons belonging to banned militant groups for their involvement in the brutal killing of a woman and burning and looting of houses by armed militants in Jiribam district of Manipur in November last year. The two accused are in NIA custody till 17th May in the case in which investigations are continuing. The prestigious 78 Cannes Film Festival opened at the French Riviera in France with a glamorous red carpet and a powerful opening ceremony marking the start of a 12-day celebration of global cinema. At the opening ceremony, highly acclaimed veteran American actor, producer and director Robert De Niro received an honorary Palme d'Or 49 years after Taxi Driver won the festival's top prize.
Tonight and for the next 11 days, we show our strength and commitment by celebrating art in this glorious festival. Liberté, égalité, fraternité.
Over the 12-day Cannes Film Festival, 22 films are vying for the prestigious Palme d'Or. Meanwhile, India is once again set to shine on the global cinematic stage. Legendary filmmaker Satyajit Ray's 1970 classic Aryaneer Din Ratri, starring Sumatri Chatterjee and Sharmila Tagore, will be screened in the classic section at the Cannes. Director Neeraj Gaywan's second feature film, Homebound, has been selected for the Uncertain Regard section at Cannes 2025. The government has officially designated 23rd September as Ayurveda Day. The Ayush Ministry stated that the change notified through a Gazette notification marks a significant shift from the earlier practice of observing Ayurveda Day on Dhanteras. The ministry said Ayurveda Day has been commemorated annually to promote Ayurveda as a scientific evidence-based and holistic system of medicine that plays a pivotal role in preventive healthcare and wellness. The ministry urged the citizens, health professionals, academic bodies and international partners to embrace the newly designated date and actively participate in Ayurveda Day celebrations on 23rd September each year. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.